morning. The Gemara Maseches Megillah in the third parak describes that there's different kedushas to different types of mitzvah objects. You have one category is called tashmishei mitzvah, an object of mitzvah, and the halacha is when you're finished with that object of mitzvah, when you're done with the mitzvah, so you can go ahead and dispose of that object of mitzvah in a respectable fashion. So, for example, if your tzitzis get worn out, or your sukkah, or your lulav gets, you're finished with your lulav, the halacha is that it does not require gneiza, it does not require to be buried, it can be disposed of in a respectful fashion. That's what we call tashmishei mitzvah. Then you have a higher level object of mitzvah, which is called tashmishei kedusha. And that is a bar mitzvah that has some kind of connection, linkage to a ksav of Sefer Torah. And the classic examples, of course, are Sefer Torah itself. That, of course, requires gneiza. Once you have a Sefer Torah that's psula, that's no longer usable, it requires gneiza. The same goes with mezuzah, with tefillin. Any object that has some kind of connection to a ksav of Sefer Torah demands a higher level of care. When it's no longer usable, you have to go ahead and bury it. And that goes to even things that are connected to these objects of mitzvah. So if you have the atzei chaim of a Sefer Torah, the mantle of a Sefer Torah, all of that serves the Sefer Torah and therefore has a status of tashmishei kedusha and therefore has to be buried. So in contrast to tzitzis, when your tzitzis get worn out, you just have to dispose of them in a respectful fashion. Tefillin have a higher level of kedusha because they're connected to the ksav of Sefer Torah, they're connected to Shem Hashem in a much more dramatic way. And this reflects itself in Hilchos Tefillin in a lot of different areas. First of all, the actual creation of the Tefillin, so the Shulchan Aruch tells us, the Mishnah Berurah elaborates, for example, when a sofer, before he starts writing a mezuzah, this is found in Siman Mem Beis in Shulchan Aruch, Halacha Lamed Beis, and the Mishnah Berurah Sipkat and Sari Hei. The Mishnah Berurah tells us that before, I'm sorry, Halacha Siman Lamed Beis, not Mem Beis. The Mishnah Berurah tells us that before the sofer starts to write, he has to proclaim that what I'm doing now is L'Shem Kedushas Tefillin. Batchilos HaKsiva Yom B'Fiv Anikosev L'Shem Kedushas Tefillin. That's in general. And then every single time he writes L'Shem Hashem, he has to make sure that he's writing L'Shem Hashem L'Shma, L'Shem Kedushas Hashem. That has to be an overt kavana. This is also found even when it's the creation, the ibud of the leather. The ore of the tefillin, Shulchan Aruch tells us, this is also earlier in Siman Lamed Beis, that the ore, the leather, has to be prepared, l'shma, l'shem kedushas tefillin. And this reflects itself on how we conduct ourselves when we wear tefillin. For example, the Mechaber tells us that the reason that there is no mitzvah of tefillin balayla in Siman Lamed, the Shulchan Aruch says, is no tefillin balayla, why not? So the reason is because at nighttime when we fall asleep, so we're not in control of our bodily functions. And therefore, we might pass gas, we might engage in certain bodily functions that are not in consonance with Kedushas Tefillin, because Kedushas Tefillin demands a higher level of care and Kedusha than, let's say, tzitzis. Tzitzis, a person needs to pass gas. He's allowed to pass gas with tzitzis. He's allowed to walk into a bathroom with tzitzis. Not so when it comes to Tefillin. Tefillin, which really represents the Kedushas Hashem, the Kedusha of a Sefer Torah, is very different. On some level, when you're wearing Tefillin, you become the cloth, and you're donning, literally, the words of Hashem, the words of Sefer Torah are literally on you, and that demands a higher level of care and kedusha when it comes to the mitzvah of tefillin. You're not allowed to, the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Siman Mem Halacha Ches, you're not allowed to engage in a sudas keva with tefillin, even though historically the mitzvah of tefillin was to wear tefillin all day long. But there were certain times in your day where you had to take a time out from your tefillin because you wouldn't be able to have proper focus on your tefillin when you're sitting down to a large meal. Perhaps that you start to get distracted from the tefillin, it would be inappropriate to wear tefillin at that time. It's a very striking Gemara in Maseches Lamed Vav Daf Amud Beis. The Torah tells us that the Kohen Gadol used to wear the tzitz on his forehead, and the Shem Hashem was on the tzitz. And the Pasuk tells us, V'hoyo al mitzcho tamid. The tzitz was on his forehead all the time. He had to have focus on the tzitz the entire time. The Kohen Gadol could not have any hesach hadas, any distraction from the Shem Hashem that was sitting on his forehead the entire time. So the Gemara tells us, how many times was the Shem Hashem written on the tzitz? One time. In your tefillin shel rosh and tefillin shel yad, you have the Shem Hashem written 21 times. So on some level, the kedush of the tefillin is 21 times stronger than that of the tzitz. And the Gemara makes a very simple kal v'chomer. If you couldn't have, the Kohen Gadol couldn't have any hesach hadas when he was wearing the tzitz, a mitzcho, on his forehead, so kol shekein, when every single Jew is wearing the tefillin, he's a Kohen Gadol. He has to have that sense, that not having any sense of Hesach Hadas. So for example, when a person is in davening wearing his tefillin, that's, by the way, why in my opinion we decided to minimize. We minimize how much we wear tefillin. We shrink it to the bare minimum. Basically, for Shas, Tefillah Shachris, and that's it. Kriyat Shema, Shemona Esrei, basically that's it. And the reason for that is because we don't have the capacity to not have that sense of Hesach Hadas. It's much more difficult for us, and therefore we've shrunk the amount of time to wear the tefillin. But that's the idea over here, is because of that unique kedusha that we have. That's why, for example, the Mechaber tells us when you hold your tefillin, you should not be hanging it. You should not be, you know, you're not allowed to hang it. You shouldn't ideally hold it by the knots and let the bias, which contains the parshas, just be hanging. That is not carrying the tefillin b'derech kavod, and therefore one should always be gripping the shel rosh, the bias, when you put it on, again, reflecting the unique status of the Kedushas tefillin. Mitzvah Hashem, something we'll talk about more in the coming days.